The Story of Saint Valentine. Hello, this is Natasha, and I'm dropping by with the true story of the very first Valentine card. Prince Bertie tells me that the stories of the saints are interesting from lots of points of view. The saints were extremely brave and very good people. Many places and quite a few days of the year are named after saints. But what's most interesting of all is that the life of each saint sums up a certain special something. Saint Valentine's Day falls on the 14th of February, and it's one of my favourite days of the year because it's a celebration of love. If there's somebody you really like, you can send a card to them and not say who it's from. Instead of writing your name on the card, you can put, "From your Valentine," and that keeps them guessing about who you really are. This is the story of the very first Valentine's Day card. 2,000 years ago, the most powerful army in the world belonged to the Romans. The Romans were so strong that they conquered almost all of Europe and parts of Asia and Africa. But then they began to grow very rich and a little bit lazy. Life in the army was harsh, and many of the soldiers longed for the comforts of home. They wanted to get married and set up families. The emperor, whose name was Claudius II, grew worried that his army was growing soft. And so he made a law that no soldier was allowed to get married. By that time, many of the Romans were Christians, and one of their leaders was a bishop called Valentine. He believed that if a man and woman fell in love with each other, they should get married. And so he decided to let soldiers get married in his church, even though now it was against the law. The soldiers' weddings were meant to be kept secret. But as you know, all secrets are hard to keep. And soon the word got out. Valentine was arrested and brought before the emperor, who demanded that he stop helping soldiers to marry and instead that he pray to the gods of Rome. When he refused, the emperor sentenced him to death. While Valentine was in prison, the jailer's daughter used to bring him his food. She was a young woman who was unfortunately blind. She and Valentine used to spend long hours talking to each other, and soon they fell in love. One day, Valentine put his hand through the bars of the cell and touched the lids of her closed eyes. When she opened them again, she could see. It was a miracle. Valentine's execution was set for the 14th of February. On his last night on earth, he wrote his final message to the girl. He signed his love letter, "From your Valentine." This took place in the year 270, and ever since, lovers have sent each other messages on February the 14th with the same signature. And that's the story of Saint Valentine. And Bertie told me another piece of interesting information about the history of Saint Valentine's Day. In the year 1415, while the French Duke of Orleans was imprisoned in the Tower of London, he wrote a Valentine's Day poem to his wife, and it began, "On Saint Valentine's Day, the lovely sun, carrying along its lighted candle, made its way that fine dawn, not long ago, into my locked chamber, all in secret." I hope that every February the 14th you receive a special Valentine's Day card. But if you don't feel left out. One day you will find your true love. That I'm sure of. In the meantime, there are loads of stories and adventures on storynori.com. And if you go to our page in iTunes, you can easily put the latest stories onto your iPod. So for now, from me, Natasha. Bye-bye!